I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Two senior Afghan national security officials were due to visit Washington this week, but that trip has been canceled because of the spasm of violence launched by last week's unintentional burning of Qurans by U.S. troops. The latest attack, a suicide bombing today at the airport in Jalalabad that killed at least nine. There have been more than two dozen deaths in the last 5 days. The U.S. and NATO have apologized for the Quran burning, which they said happened when a prison library was emptied of books that were carrying coded messages, but the Taliban is claiming responsibility for some of the violence. The BBC's Bilal Sarwari joins us from Kabul. And Bilal, first of all, we understand that in this suicide bombing today, it was Afghans that were killed, not U.S. forces. So how can the Taliban claim this is retribution for something U.S. troops did?
This is exactly what the Afghan officials are saying, that six of those killed were civilians. But Afghan officials are also saying, let's not jump into any conclusions. In the last 1 week alone, 30 Afghans have been killed and more than 100 have been injured. They say it's been as painful for us as it has been for NATO forces. The worst thing is, as one general told me, that the public hatred is towards the Afghan National Security Forces as much as it is towards the U.S. soldiers and NATO soldiers at this stage.
Well, and what does this do to the plan to turn over the security of the country from U.S. forces to these Afghan forces? The transition was supposed to take place in 2014. Is there a sense that it might happen sooner or even later because of this spasm of violence?
The Afghan officials are hoping that the Afghans and the international forces will simply not allow the Taliban to get what they've always wanted. They want an immediate withdrawal of the foreign forces in a weak Afghan government that is simply not going to be able to cope with the insurgency as it is right now. So they are hoping they can start rebuilding the relationship, which has been extremely difficult, at least in the last week. And I was speaking to several Afghan generals this morning. They said that operations have been affected, and any early NATO withdrawal will be extremely damaging and difficult for the Afghan National Security Forces to handle.
Well, I just want to underscore something you just said. You said you talked to Afghan officials who said that operations have already been affected, and we know that after the two American advisors were literally assassinated, shot in the head on Saturday in the Interior Ministry building, the U.S., France, and Germany pulled civilian staff from Afghan government buildings. You know, the Interior Ministry was considered one of the most heavily guarded buildings in Kabul, and the Taliban is saying they were able to get someone in there. Whether it was the Taliban, whether it was a disaffected assassin, either way, it isn't very secure. What are people saying to you today about the feeling there in Kabul?
Well, the feeling is one of deep disappointment. I've been speaking to several Afghan generals, and they say that the withdrawal of foreign advisors, NATO advisors, already have had a very big impact on the operational sides of things. So, for example, you cannot call an airstrike. For example, you cannot call a drone for surveillance. You have to remember, the Afghan National Security Forces are still in their very infant stages. And the very fact that these Afghan generals would not have their advisors mean that it would also have a huge impact on training.
What about talks with the Taliban? There have been reports a couple of weeks ago that talks were underway among Afghan and U.S. and Taliban leaders. But President Karzai leaked that information. Some said that was because he wasn't, you know, happy with the talks. There are people who would like to see the talks, people who wouldn't like to see the talks. So where does this spasm of violence fit into that?
The Taliban, who have entered some sorts of talks, will have to appeal to their own constituencies, especially to the young commanders, the fighting force, that, look, we're not giving in to America. And they have done exactly that. They have condemned the latest incidents. The challenge for the Afghan government and the challenge for the United States government has so far been that they have failed to come with one united voice. Let's put an end to the violence. And, you know, President Karzai has been criticized for interfering very late. There's also reason for that, because Karzai can't be seen during President Obama's bed. And it's such a sensitive subject. Quran is the holy book. Islam is the sacred religion here.
That's the BBC's Bilal Sarwari in Kabul, Afghanistan. Bilal, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And, of course, we'll continue to follow that story. But up next, how to keep older workers going. That's in 30 seconds here and now.